Well, I guess before we start, I just want to say, you know, I apologize to my teammates and to the organization for the situation coming and arising. But now it's here and it's something that we have to deal with. And I think we've been pretty proactive in handling it and getting out in front of it the best way we know how. Again, I'm sorry if I brought any embarrassment to this team and to the organization. I didn't want to be a distraction. You know, you guys know me, the kind of person I am, and how I feel about this job and this opportunity that's been given to me. And I hate that it's been put in jeopardy like this. Oh, it's personal issues. It was more personal than anything else. You know, we knew that this issue happened, that it came up and that it happened, but the main reason for me missing practice was not that, though.
So there was something else?
Yes. No, at this point, I don't really care to. It's personal, as I said before. But I have been given the tools and the resources by the organization and the sources to help me along and further myself in this process and continue to become the person that I know I can be and want to be.
Is it something separate from the arrest?
What's that?
Is it something completely separate from the arrest?
Yes. It is a strange situation, but you know, I really can't go into too much detail or too in depth right now, as far as the legal matters go. I've been advised by my lawyer not to really talk too much about it, and kind of let the things play out the way that they will. I'm sure you guys will learn more in the future, but at this point, right now, I'm not really at liberty to discuss that.
What was last week like for you, just going through all?
You know, it was eye opening. Honestly, it was a wake up call for me, and honestly, you know, it may be something that I needed in the long run. Something I think will help me progress and become the person that I know I'm capable of being and the man that I want to be. It was a tough situation having to sit at home and watch watch your teammates and watch your guys go out there to battle. You never want to be, you know, at home in a situation like that. But, man, they went out there and they fought and they battled hard and they played their guts out as they've done week in and week out. That really helped me out through the process, just feeling like, you know, they were able to maintain and take care of what they had to take care of, even in my absence. It was an agreement. It was a mutual thing. We all parties involved felt that it might be best to kind of step away from the game for a second. You guys know it can be a lot of stress and a lot of pressure that goes along with this gig, and sometimes it's best to just get away for a second and clear your head.
Aaron, why do you say it might be something you needed?
You know, you want to progress, man. You want to get better. You want to mature. You want to grow up, and you want to do things a certain way. But sometimes you can't get out of your own way. But I think something like this will give me the opportunity to really step back and look in the mirror, and look at my reflection, and become more become happier with the person that I am, and the person that I know I can become. And like I said, I've been given a lot of great tools and a lot of resources by the program and by the organization here. Something I'm very thankful for, and I look forward to showing you guys the improvements of myself.
Fair to say you weren't what you
were. Oh, no. That's not the case at all, man. I love my life. I live a great life. I've been very blessed to be at this point and be at this opportunity where I'm at right now. It's not really the case at all. It's just there's always things you can do better, Chip. You know, I'm sure as a man there's things that you would like to do different or things that you would like to do better. And everybody else in this circle, too, as well. And sometimes it's hard to self-reflect, though. We don't always want to look at ourselves and look in the mirror and say we need to do things different or we need to change things. But now I've been put in a situation where I've had to do that. And I like what I see now. You know, I like what I'm looking at and the direction I'm headed in.
Does it sound like you just weren't in the state of mind of maybe play?
If that's how you want to look at it.
Last couple for Aaron.
When you talk about the tools and resources, are you talking about tools and resources to fight the case or to –
just to kind deal of with life, man. Just to deal with the whole life process and, you know, dealing with the, like I said, the stress and pressure of playing in the NFL and you know, coming in here and fighting for your job day in and day out and what that goes with it and what comes along with that. You know, I have a family at home that I have to support and take care of, and you know, they've done a good job of giving me the chance to reach out to some people and talk to some people who understand better than I do what's happening and what's going on and can help me in the future.
And Aaron, you said that you're probably not going to start this Sunday, so as you prepare this week, what's kind of your mindset for
I prepare as if I'm gonna be out there playing. You know, I'll prepare the same way I always do. I'll take my notes. I'll study my film and do everything the way that I know how. Because as you guys know, in this game, you never know what's going to happen or when it's going to happen. Any play could be, you know, my turn and my time to step up. You know, it's nothing new to me. I've been in this situation as far as having to not be a starter, but having to be ready and prepared as if I am one. So right now my job is to make sure I help the team as much as possible. If that means giving Audie whatever I have in my brain or whatever I know in my head that may help him be successful out there on the football field and help this team win, then that's what I'll do.
All right. Thanks. All right.